And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 15th of September, 2025. The third week of September is Adopt a Less Adoptable Pet Week. According to PetFinder.com, animals who spend 48 weeks or more on the website can be classified as less adoptable as compared to other animals who spend an average of 12 and a half weeks. When an animal is old, disabled, has been diagnosed with some illness, or simply isn't as good looking, his or her chances of getting adopted are compromised. Some of the most common less adoptable pets are black dogs and cats, since the color black is often associated with negativity. Senior pets also tend to be ignored, since people are worried about their lifespan and age-related illnesses. Special needs pets are also thought to be less adoptable, since potential pet parents are worried about complicated care. Even though it sounds intimidating, most special needs pets can take care of themselves with a little help from their human family. Certain breeds of cats and dogs are considered less adoptable for the way they look or behave. To help combat this, PetFinder.com designated the third week in September as the week they focus on this specific topic and dispel many myths. Older pets are calmer. You don't have to worry about your stuff getting knocked over. Physically challenged pets are often unaffected by their handicap, and to them, you are their hero. There's a pro to every con with adopting these animals. With millions of unwanted pets euthanized each year in the U.S. alone, remember to never shop, always adopt pets. Pets bring us joy and love, but Adopt a Less Adoptable Pet Week reminds us that we are here for the animals. They are not here to be our entertainment, status symbols, fashion accessories, or tactile anti-stress objects. Adopting a less adoptable pet makes us kinder people who are happy to love all creatures, no matter how imperfect they may seem. The publication of Divine Animality, Animal Theory, Creaturely Theology, was on this day in 2014. This book was edited by Stephen Moore and authored by nearly 20 contributors. A turn to the animal is underway in the humanities, most obviously in such fields as philosophy, literary studies, cultural studies, and religious studies. One important catalyst for this development has been the remarkable body of animal theory issuing from such thinkers as Jacques Derrida and Donna Haraway. What might the resulting interdisciplinary field, commonly termed animality studies, mean for theology, biblical studies, and other cognate disciplines? Is it possible to move from animal theory to creaturely theology? This volume is the first full-length attempt to grapple centrally with these questions. It attempts to triangulate philosophical and theoretical reflections on animality and humanity with theological reflections on divinity. If the animal-human distinction is being rethought and retheorized as never before, then the animal-human-divine distinctions need to be rethought, retheorized, and retheologized along with it. This is a task that the multidisciplinary team of theologians, biblical scholars, philosophers, and historians assembled in this volume collectively undertakes. They do so frequently with recourse to Derrida's animal philosophy and also with recourse to an eclectic range of other relevant thinkers. The result is a volume that will be essential reading for religious studies audiences interested in ecological issues, animality studies, and post-humanism. And here's a reading from Jacques Derrida's L'animal que donc je suis, the animal that therefore I am. When I feel so naked in front of a cat, facing him, and when meeting his gaze, I hear the cat or God ask himself, is he going to call me? Is he going to address me? What name is he going to call me by, this naked man, before I give him woman? A reading from The Animal That Therefore I Am by Jacques Derrida. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with the reminder to look into an animal's eyes today.